I want to call to your attention that what is good and workable in man is in man, and anybody coming along and trying to put in some more to make man good and workable is only going to jim the machinery. We've been working on this one for a long time, haven't we? Therefore, anything about religion, let us say, don't let me step on your toes about religion. I'm talking about organized religion. Put a penny on the drum and you'll be saved. Has a rather nullifying effect upon its own purpose. You see, it was a new concept a long time ago, and people came around and told people they had to be taught to be good. They had to be taught to like people. They had to be taught to love everybody and so forth. This is adding aberration on top of aberration. It's trying to create a static in a person. You take some boy who seems a little bit wild to the society or something like that. They had no method of stripping out his aberration, so they just figured out some method to slow him down. It was a very simple method. You just said, now you've got to believe. And he stopped. So there are two ways definitely of approaching this, and as far as religion or anything like that's concerned, there'd be the approach of unburying an invariable sort of a response, and there would be the method of trying to put something in on top of something which is already there. We have a little project going to carry forward. I understand there's some character or other that says that I should have started out with why instead of how. The reason I should have started out with why is because he says so or something. And the fact that everybody had been asking why for many thousands of years and getting no answers didn't seem to this party to be a good enough reason to abandon that particular line of approach and get some answers. That we now have answers does not seem to change this fellow's mind, which is interesting. I don't think he wants the problem solved. One might find out something about him, I guess. Anyhow, I want to give you, just in these few minutes here, a very brief resume of effort processing. You're using this. You have had this twist-up on ARC and belief. What you're processing out of people is belief. You're processing out statics. And a static can be too much or too little motion. As a consequence, you want to find his efforts to be convinced that the physical universe exists. Other people's efforts to convince this fellow that the physical universe exists, or that they're God Almighty or something. Or the physical universe's efforts to convince this fellow that it's there. Now, if you've ever noticed a preclear undergoing processing who is very skeptical about processing, if you've ever noticed this fellow suddenly run into something that had a real live somatic on it, he'll tell you after that, yes, I believe in dianetic processing. He's hit a static. That he didn't believe anything and couldn't believe as well in dianetic processing, that too is a static. Belief is like a tension. It must be able to sweep at will and fix at will, or it must be able to unfix where it has been fixed, so that belief can be too sweeping or too fixed. You might say there is a span of attention on it. Now, if you were just to unburden off of a case, everything the case believed, just that, you'd take off every effort to believe everywhere in the bank. you would come pretty close to taking out every static that existed. Because this impingement of theta on mass to the impingement of the organism upon the physical universe convinces the organism that the physical universe exists. I believe in the absence of any randomity whatsoever, in absence of any variation, people would just go out of communication with the physical universe. And they do. Things get very unreal to somebody who's doing the same task over and over and over and over. It's a method of dropping down into a static. But on ARC, you think you can process pre-clears without the use of ARC, you've got another thing coming. There is an unfortunateness in association with Homo sapiens today. I will give you the trouble with it, very simply. Here you are with ARC. Now that's determined motion, interplay of understandings based on your experiences and data. That's you, ARC, traveling at a certain velocity. And here's they. You go into affinity with anybody, you're agreeing with them, you have to communicate with them. You go into agreement with anybody, you have to feel some affinity, willy-nilly, one way or the other, and some reality, you have to agree, see? You also have to have communication. All right, you go into communication with anybody, even though it's way down the tone scale, so it's, you might say, an affinity, interpolated affinity, it's way down the tone scale, you're still going to have to establish an affinity with this individual, and that you're going to agree with him. You answer a Lice N theta communication line, and you've established a level of agreement. Now, its randomity can be established by a missing datum. Somebody can withhold the datum and cause randomity to appear in a field of information. So one has to decide whether or not he continues to withhold the datum or go into communication and put the datum into existence to knock out a randomity. The second he does so, of course, he's running square head-on into this equation, if you want to call this an equation. It can be figured out into a very beautiful setup. So you take your techniques, just delineated in science of survival. Look, scanning, chain scanning of n-grams for high tone cases. Any of these, using and concentrating upon the effort involved, running n-grams, running secondaries, concentrating upon the effort on an event level, you're going to get results like you ain't never seen before, no how. But just take the effort out. If you feel unsure of any case that you are working, just revert back to just standard procedure with a concentration on effort. That's all. So that if you find yourself balled up or something like that, effort processing has not validated the body of data which consists of Dianetics. Those techniques are still valid, only there's just a lower common denominator in that processing which produces much greater results. There was a hidden gimmick there, effort. You didn't contact the effort. You could drain all the perceptics out of an n-gram without getting the effort out of it. You can take any preclear you've got and running back to one solid n-gram that you have run him through and exhaust the effort from it, his effort, keeping him in the incident, not letting him go back earlier in the incident, but keeping him in the incident, just exhaust the effort out of that one n-gram, and you'll see a greater rise in tone, I will wager, than you saw in all of your processing of that pre-clear before. This also applies to you. Possibly one of the things you really ought to do is just get down and pick up all the engrams you've ever run and run the effort out of them. Because effort and counter-effort have created a static condition. So we have a new set of statics in the case. There's no worse than it was before, but it's still there. And there's 8.5 gallons of theta available out of that M theta area that were never tapped. So you don't have to knock yourself out or get very upset about changing too markedly. You can just take standard procedure when concentrate on effort. The devil with what the phrase was, what was the wiggle? Get the idea? You don't care what this person said, because the second you get the static out of it, the words have no force. The reason a person does not have perceptics is because they're not moving. Sound, sight, these things are wave motions, and they're recorded as consecutive pictures of wave motion. In theta facsimile, a fellow has to be able to move on the time track in order to have sonic. Also, he has to be in valence. Quickest way I know of to get a fellow in valence is not telling him to get into valence. That's a new arbitrary. What you want to do is run the effort. You want to run his belief out of the engram. Belief is actually identity thinking. It's a static, and every static is every other static. Differentiation is optimum motion. That's the way the reactive mind hooks up. So you could say the reactive mind contains all the statics, save one, which is your causation static. But the existence of a causation static makes it possible for other statics to exist. You might even find a technique someday of going back and processing out the first static. I don't know what had happened to the pre-clear, but they're expendable, I'm told. Now, there would be effort processing in its greatest simplicity, simply be standard procedure with a concentration on effort. Since you'll be able to turn up a fellow's reality with it, any engram you ever got him in before, you can get him into again merely by running the session on the track where you processed it, and he'll drop into that engram. Run it again, run the effort out of it. The effort, fortunately, will exhaust almost any place on the track. Unlike perceptics, perceptics have to be exhausted out of engrams later and later and later and later and later. And the later you go, the harder it is to exhaust one. That's not true of effort. You can pick it up almost any place and exhaust it, evidently from my experience to date. So there is effort processing in its essence. Keep ARC. Run with the same auditor's code that you've been running with. There's nothing wrong with using an auditor's code, believe me. Because all you do is give the guy new counter-efforts when you start breaking it. You just give him counter-efforts in his environment to fight as well as the engram, and sometimes he doesn't have enough attention to do that. And he's liable to go right straight into, boom, apathy. But I'm commenting on this. If you as auditors will simply go back over every time you have agreed to run somebody into an engram, when you agreed that this was aberrative, when you agreed the contagion of aberration was there, in other words, these statics, when you agreed to sit still and listen to a preclear, you'll jump up the tone scale like zing. Fastest way I know of getting up there. If you just remember the first time you consented to process somebody. Now remember the first time that you consented to be processed. Remember the first time you consented to be processed? Remember the first time you assumed a static position and traveled in time? That was at your consent. That wasn't ARC. You picked up a static. You were ready to believe in an auditor. You remember every time you decided to believe in an auditor? The odd part of it is every time you decided not to believe in an auditor, your reality went down too. You can pick up sessions so they just stand out there and like they're got all the bright lights on Broadway. If you just want to pick up all the times you disagreed with auditors and auditors disagreed with you and all the times you agreed with auditors and so forth. And now let's go back on what would be the lightest and simplest technique in effort processing. This would be the lightest and simplest. Is just disconnect the guy from the human race. And this disconnects him from the beliefs, and you don't have to recover the beliefs. All you do is recognize that he's been surrounded by aberrees whose ARC was low. Therefore, the ARC which he has managed to contact during his lifetime has been pretty low. Therefore, his level of ARC he has really postulated for himself is bound to be low. So we realize that here is his ARC. You want then to lock scan from its earliest moment, every moment when an individual decided that he felt any affinity for anybody. And you just scan that all the way through to present time. You just work it over. Every time he ever decided that he felt any affinity, you're not running lineal time lengths during all this period I felt affinity for. No, you're running self-determinism. Lock scanning, you see. You're running the moments when he decided or he felt that he had affinity for somebody. Those instants of decision, because those are statics. All right, you knock all this out. Then you turn around and you get every time he ever agreed with anybody about anything, particularly those times when he was agreed a little bit against his will. You want to pick that up on a lock scan basis, just right on up to present time. Then you turn around, you'll find out every time he decided to go into communication with anybody. Every time he ever decided to go into communication with anybody on the phone, by writing, by word of mouth. But it's fairly easy. You don't pick up all the times he was in communication with everybody. You just pick up the times when he decided to go into communication with everybody. That's all. Now you pick those up. By the time you've scanned C out of your pre-clear, you've got to go back and scan A. Now you'll find out that there are 180,000 A's have suddenly shown up, whereas there were only 12 the first time you scanned it. And you scan all the available A's, and you scan it until he extroverts, and then you come down here and you scan all the R's. Every time he ever agreed with anybody about anything. And you turn around here and you scan all the C's again. If you were to do just that and no more, with about 20 hours of processing, you would be sending pre-clears back out onto the street without their psychosomatics. Because they've gotten these psychosomatics because other people had them and they consented to have them and they consented to slow down and they consented to be like other people and so forth. In other words, they believed. So you're hitting statics all the way along the line. Because the first error of belief which any individual makes is up here on this band of the tone scale, and it says, I believe I'm a human being. When a baby comes along and he says, who, what are all these things? He finds out that they're more or less indispensable to him, and then one day he recognizes and realizes with horror that he's a human being. This keys him in. And do you know that you can practically, in every pre-clear, find that moment? That's a fact. It's quite a jolt. Now, some fellows stay healthy all their lives. They never realize it. There is your simplest echelon I know of effort processing. And the reason we would call it effort processing at all is because you're hitting the moments of absence of efforts. Because every affinity is a dependence to some degree upon the rest of life. Only it's an admitted dependence and an admitted non-self-determinism. That's understood. That's for the first dynamic. You clean up the dynamics in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And you clean them up the same way. Now here is a formula for processing. You can't miss with this formula for processing unless you try to use it against the plan and codification of the tone scale. That is, you try to use lock scanning on an individual too low on the tone scale, lock scan, and this individual hang up in an engram. You know this. So on that person, you use straight wire ARC, effort processing. Because what you're doing is getting the statics. You're getting his postulation of causes for which he will become the effect. You don't even have to explain it to him. You can really snore through this one with a pre-clear, but don't let him boil off. You know, you can... Well, I have been embarked upon the rather hideous task of exhausting all the N-theta facsimiles in the universe. This was a big job, like the mice that run into the granary and carry away one grain of wheat per day. It takes them a long time to empty the granary. Well, this took too long, and it was taking much too long, so we had to shorten it up a little bit, and then looking around for shortcuts, we found all of a sudden that we didn't have to free all the interbulated in theta in the whole universe. All we had to do was free the preclear of being in contact with it. This is the happiest and quickest way I know to do this, is to make a genus non-sapiens out of him. And that would be your first echelon of effort processing. The reason you call this an effort is because normally most of these ARCs are enforced ARCs, which have been planted in him by effort. And these are key-ins of engrams. They're self-determinisms. The biggest... Really, the only real key in that an engram gets is by self-determinism. See, we located a new button. The individual decides to have it. Of course, it seems sort of obvious that after a fellow has been standing around for years and being slugged and beaten and cajoled and kicked and so forth, that he eventually comes to a conclusion, something on the order of, I'm no good, or yes, I'll belong to the Republican Party, or something. So he'll come to these conclusions. And yes, there's a cause for those conclusions, but it's a funny thing that here's the intermediate step of the conclusion as being the key in, and the conclusion occurs at the moment when he decides he needs this engram, and he brings it right up in the present time. And if he's by that time going slow enough to make such a conclusion, he's also going slow enough to get kicked by this theta facsimile so that he has to bring it in and damp it. That's a psychosomatic illness. That's right about the middle of the tone scale. He has to damp it out. Yes, I'll use my body. I will be the whipping boy for the universe. I will accept this engram, which is drifting around, and let it torture me. I don't know where it goes. Maybe it goes over and hits the Russians after we get rid of them, but let somebody else worry about that. Here's the ARC, then, lock scanning, which simply... speeds the fellow up by getting him out of the vicinity of the people who have introduced statics into him. And you get him out of that vicinity not by hitting any engrams at all. You don't hit any locks. You don't hit any moments of sadness. You don't hit any grief. You don't hit anything. Except, when did you decide to like somebody? Well, he says, does it matter who? And you say, no, it doesn't matter. Anybody. He thinks it over and he says, well... remember when I decided to like my wife? You say, what's the matter with this guy? You don't realize, and he doesn't realize, you don't have to have this explained to him. The thing is a static. It's got him held on the track. Now, afterwards, he may go on liking his wife. That's her lookout. What? Now, there's the simplest echelon. The next one above this would be effort processing directed toward engrams, running them by standard procedure, using the file clerk, using everything, all the tools that you know. What's the engram necessary to resolve the case? What's the beginning of the engram? All right, now let's contact your effort in this engram. He strains and fusses and fumes and wrestles his way through this engram, and you go through it until you've knocked all the effort out of it. He comes up the tone scale about 5 points. You run another engram. He comes up to 19 on the tone scale. You run another engram until you finally get him well up the tone scale. Now, all that just by itself, just straight standard procedure. Nothing but the effort. You don't want his perceptics or anything of the sort. But there's a hooker in this. And that is that this fellow, in the middle of an engram, postulates. He says, "I wish I was someplace else," and bounces. Now, we'd never unburdened engrams down to the point of where we would find, sitting right down in the middle of all of this stuff, postulate, because it's underneath the effort. You've got to get the effort well turned on, usually, before you hit the postulate. It's quite ordinary for the individual to say, "It's not real. I'm not here. I am somebody else. It is later. This place is elsewhere. I'm not me. I'm the doctor." He can postulate anything, and will. He tries to expand and contract time. He tries to expand and contract space. He tries to halt energy and matter. In short, he tries to stop or start motion. And you'll find the holders that you'll be running into have to do with trying to stop motion, which he thinks is going to be harmful to him. Now, just a little test. Remember the last time you were in an accident? Let's get a Vizio on it. Remember the last time? It's all perfectly safe. You're there anyhow. Remember the last accident you were in? You get a Vizio on it. Now, in most cases, I'll tell you what that Vizio was. It was the moment before the impact, or it was the moment before you got hurt. And it was a Vizio on this. If you get a Vizio when you were a little kid of being hit by a baseball or being hit by a club, what's the Vizio? What Vizio do you get? Object coming towards you. Well, probably the object is there, beautifully halted forevermore. All you got to do is get the pre-clear to let it go and hit it, because it's never hit him. The reason that ball is hauled there and the reason that accident is hauled there is not from any fluke that was suddenly passed by a law of Congress. It's because the individual himself said stop, and it stopped. In other words, Maybe at 20 or 30 or 40 on the tone scale, something like that, a fellow can say, "Time will now stop." And all the people not lucky enough to have had Dianetics will promptly freeze or something of the sort, and he will go on moving. And maybe he can handle and expand and contract space and time. We won't argue about that. But the point is that Homo sap could not. But he continued in a persistent and dogged belief that he could. Now, your effort processing then is addressed toward getting this fellow to let go of his time spans. Now, he tries to stop motion because pain, as I showed you, is motion. He'll try to stop that pain someplace and it'll hang him up. Because the second he tries to stop motion, he's trying to run into time, and for Homo sapiens, time is an arbitrary that he can't handle. It's an arbitrary. He tries to stop motion, he'll promptly stop time, and there he'll fix, right on the time track. So you get him down into the deepest depths of the engram when you're running effort. Now, when you've run all the perceptics out of it, yes, he ran beautifully, the somatics went away, and so forth.
just by taking the residual before and after and during shock of emotion out of the engram, that all by itself produced a wonderful and marked response on the part of the preclear. That all by itself. But if you didn't get any emotion out of it, you maybe didn't get as much out of that engram, and maybe if you ran too many engrams without getting any emotion out of them or anything else, maybe your preclear went down the tone scale. Now, fortunately, you go up the tone scale like a skyrocket if you start taking effort out of these darn things. So just reprocess. But when you're working them, you'll find that his response level, his emotional level and position on the tone scale for the darn thing, when you really get into it, is apathy. Invariably and inevitably apathy. Because he has obeyed. So what you want to get out of it is his effort to obey. His effort to believe in this, his effort to obey, same thing. You want to get his effort to obey in this engram, these forces. Now, when you get that, you'll find he'll fly out of valence. Well, that's okay. The way you get him back in valence again is just to exhaust his effort to obey. And the perceptics will get worse and worse, and he'll go lower and lower and lower on the tone scale, and lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, and all of a sudden. Wasn't any reason why I should be doing what this damn dentist says. And you say, well, run it again. Now, get your effort to obey. You don't have to say not obey particularly, because he'll convert that fast enough. He'll say, but I'm not obeying him. And he'll start back up the tone scale again. But more importantly, he will get the various efforts. And believe me, there's really an effort in a dental operation. I don't know how the dentist managed to do it. You know, I think most of them must be trained on the athletic field rather than otherwise. A lot of effort involved. And the funny part of it is, it's very strange effort that you'll find in it occasionally. Efforts up on lower teeth or down, or efforts down or up on upper teeth, and all of a sudden you've got the preclear with emotion, feeling like he's been pulled up the time track, and that all of his engrams below are up the time track into this one, or that he's been pulled down the time track. And there is an effort grouper. Here's one sample of it. Or a fellow falls off a building and lands flat on his back. You very often, when processing the effort out of him, have physios rolling off of him. His time track collapsed at that moment. His impact made his, he followed it with his thoughts, and he said, therefore, if I fall, then the thoughts should jam up too, so he gets a grouper. But don't worry him for their perceptics. When you're processing with effort processing, don't worry anybody in asking for his perceptics, because of course he has no reality on an engram until you run out his obedience to the engram, because that's apathy. You'll only get reality on the engram when you start rolling out his self-determinism, because where is reality on the tone scale? Way down. It's down toward a static. Apathy is a static. What is apathy? It's pretended death. It's emotionlessness. It's lying quiet. So forth. And of course there's no perceptics in it, because perceptics only can be seen by a preclear who is moving on the track. You have to move on the track to get a sound wave, and you have to be in valence. So, you run out the apathy of his effort to obey, his physical effort to obey. And you get him on, and you start, all of a sudden, start tuning him up. And what's his reality on the incident? It comes right on up the tone scale. You maybe have to work for a preclear quite a while, but if you can't get a preclear who'll do this, you certainly better be using this ARC gag and sort of getting separated from the human race a little bit to a point where his case is unburdened, to a point where you can run an engram. You may be running the engrams on him too early, you see? Now, another fine gimmick in this is just orientation in space. Run validation mess processing with emphasis on his affection and his agreement, or his disagreement. Just get it, what his levels of agreement are, and validation mess processing is represented in self-analysis. This is excellent for a neurotic. Excellent. completely aside from the fact that while doing effort processing, you should intersperse effort processing, particularly where you're doing it blind on a bunch of gunshot efforts, and where you're tracking the guy back down the track and so on. You ought to intersperse it with something like validation mess processing, as represented in self-analysis, because, and that was really why it was whipped up, it fixes up the reality level of the track after it's been balled up a bit by an auditor. Because you can run efforts with benefit to the pre-clear without any reality or without the pre-clear knowing where they come from. You can do this. But I would suggest that you keep his reality patched up with something like validation mess processing. All right, your next level of operation with effort processing would be, you understand the one I just went over is single event. You don't let him go back earlier than this event. You just run the single event and run his efforts in that event and get efforts as intimately his as you possibly can get, and you neglect the counter efforts because the counter efforts will blow. But the point is, the next effort is backtracking effort processing. Now, here you start a fellow and you ask him for his self-determinism. What is your effort in this engram to resist this somatic? So he gives it to you, and you say, now, what is the effort to have this effort? And, of course, he shoots right back down the track, because self-determinism can be treated as there's an old song, there's a hill behind the hill behind the hill behind the hill behind the hill, from the Beggar's Opera, that very beautifully describes it. Because there's a self-determinism behind the self-determinism behind the self-determinism in terms of time, until you shoot a fellow right straight back to the photon converter. And you probably can get him there. But the point is that you don't want him there. You can leave an enormous number of engrams in restimulation with this type of processing, and it's not always good. But certainly, it's a good way to get back to a nice, juicy, early one that reduces fairly early, such as his death when he was a sloth or something. It doesn't matter. Whatever you shoot him back to, all you've got to do is ask for the effort in self-determinism against this counter-effort in the engram where you find him, and then ask for his effort to produce that effort, and then ask for his effort to produce that effort, and all of a sudden, he's shot back out of this life. He's someplace else. All you have to do is just do this little routine with a pre-clear, and he'll wind up God knows where. It's like Quaker Oats shot from guns. Of course, theoretically, it is much better to get him into early, 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 early efforts and to mop these up, theoretically. But I warn you that right now, that technique, for my money, is not well enough digested. Not well enough digested. You could go astray with it. You don't have to have it at this time. You can still run a pre-clear on the track and so forth. You can run it just like standard process. You can still get all these results and benefits and so on. And it doesn't give you a big burden to carry. You don't have to reorient yourself by changing yourself into men from Mars overnight. You'll soon find out that it's, you run these counter efforts, whatever's hitting the pre-clear, something like that, that's nonsense. All you want is to run his efforts to contact what's hitting him. You'll find out that when you exhaust these, the engram's lost its punch. And you have freed an enormous amount of guy. Wonderful. You'll find also that he will get hung up on contradictory efforts occasionally. Something will be pulling him both ways. Something will be pulling him that way and that way, and this is the counter effort, and you ask for his self-determined effort, and he can't find his self-determined effort because of the counter effort. Now, it's all right to try to start resolving one or the other of these counter efforts, so that you can find his self-determined effort. You just want to resolve the exterior impingement on the individual to the point where his own self-determined effort, so-called, can fly back against it. Because when you get two efforts which are directly counter-opposed, they will lock up, evidently, two theta facsimiles. and these two theta facsimiles locking up and impinging on each other, evidently, and as far as we know at this moment, cause boil-off. Boil-off is a symptom of doing it wrong. When you are letting a preclear boil off, particularly, all you are doing is trying to exhaust all the theta facsimiles in the universe, and this is difficult to do. I wouldn't like the job. As a matter of fact, looking back over my years of processing, I feel like I was doing just that and almost must have succeeded. I can look back over just these thousands of hours. Now, as far as grief is concerned, you can do this one for me. When you get somebody into a grief charge, just run first his effort not to cry and then his effort to cry, not his tears. Run his effort to cry and then his effort not to cry, or vice versa. Run the physical effort to cry and the physical effort not to cry. You can even run the physical effort of the tear glands to produce tears. And you'll shoot the whole bank out on grief charges. Now, there's gunshot efforts that you can play with if you want to. You can just start down the dictionary. Ask a guy for his effort to be a good boy. Of course, you go into apathy. Now, ask him for his effort to be a bad boy, and reality will turn on someplace for him. In other words, any time you can find a point where the society must have forced him to agree. In other words, you have found a static. So his effort to be a good boy is a static and is probably an apathy. So you want to run his effort to be a good boy, he's out of Valence, he'll get into Valence. Now run his effort to be a bad boy, he will go on up the tone scale. Now, all right, let's run your effort to wear glasses. You'll be running a static, you see. Guide reality, bad. You just keep running efforts to wear glasses, no reality on the thing particularly. Then you can all of a sudden turn around. And let's get your effort now, working a bit with a file clerk and keeping checking your pre-clear, let's get your effort now not to wear glasses. Reality starts to turn up, because this is your mechanism. Any time an individual goes down to the acceptance, obedience to, or belief in, all being the same thing, of the absolute messed and forced command of another, he has gone into apathy as far as his own personality is concerned at that moment, then that is a static. Furthermore, he is held on the track at that point. Each one of those statics is a holder, automatic holder. You will find each one of these statics to be an agreement of the individual on what he really ought to be, but it's been forced on him in some fashion or other, and each one is really non-survival for him. All effort is involved with non-survival activity or overcoming non-survival activity. Of course, his effort to be a good boy hasn't anything to do with survival activity. It's non-survival activity because it had to do probably with sitting at the table scared stiff and being told he wasn't going to have any supper, he wasn't going to go to bed, and he wasn't going to go to the movies, and he wasn't going to go to this unless he proceeded to be a good boy. So he finally says, all right, I'll be a good boy. At that moment, he's done for. He's postulated a cause of which you'll be the effect. He hasn't any definition for a good boy, but he's going to be one. Being a good boy is doing what somebody else says. Society is full of good boys, so are the insane asylums. Now, the biggest static that you can give an individual is an enforced, pain-inflicted belief in anything, but particularly God. Anytime you start handing it out on belief in God, or we'll play the devil with you, you really get a magnitude, because you're asking somebody to believe in something that has been represented as being a magnificent policeman. He's everywhere. You can't communicate with him, but you must communicate with him, but he can't communicate with you, obviously, but he is communicating with you. He's watching you all the time, but you can't see him. You must love him or he'll kill you, but does he love you? And you know you love him, but you really hate to tell anybody, but you have to love him. On account of you are in continual agreement with what he says, but nobody has agreed upon what he is supposed to be agreed upon. So, naturally, you're in agreement upon him. It's an odd comment upon organized religion in the United States. You know, most organized religions don't conduct themselves this way, so I shouldn't say organized religion, but I should say zealots. And zealots give churches more trouble than they give anybody else. To get highly authoritative on this subject, the Minnesota multiphasic is a test of sanity, which or insanity, which was gathered empirically. Questions by the thousands were taken from various insane asylums. They were all assembled and empirically put together, and you find out that about 50% of the Minnesota multiphasic applies to religion. So there isn't any accident about it. You get a pain and forced command on the subject of something as indefinite and as misunderstood as God, and you really got yourself something. So, I point this out to you, not because I am trying to unseat the Holy Rollers. They're entitled to their nickel on the drum, too. But I'm pointing it out to you as a beautiful target of effort processing. But gorgeous. Because, you see, God is a static. So that when somebody comes along and forces an individual to believe in God, he's already approaching a static, and he doesn't have to be shoved hard until he is in a static state about it. Now, you have an awful time with some little kid making him be a good boy, but you don't have much trouble making him believe in God. You don't have to push him very far, because you're pushing him straight at a natural static, because this is the static of all statics. Now, you shove him toward this static, and he'll hang up there. And you can go back with profit and any pre-clear and unfix those statics, if you haven't got anything better to do. Now, you can fix them. And you'll get a marked improvement in tone, because the individual now has self-determinism on a static, which is interesting. He has self-determined belief in a static, because he will believe in a static, because he did believe it in the first place before somebody came along and gave him an aberration on the subject. You see, religion's very easy to use as a control whip, and it's been used that way, and it aberrates people pretty badly when it's used in that fashion, because there are people who are aberrated in the field of religion just as there are in any other field. All right. Now, the whole point I'm making is, in effort processing, is that you don't have to depart wildly. You can start asking a pre-clear for his effort to wear glasses and then not to wear glasses. And the formula is you ask them for what they have obviously agreed to do first. As a little general rule. They've obviously agreed to do this. They've obviously agreed to have this somatic. They've obviously agreed to have this aberration. In other words, they got a static agreed to, you see, is used in a highly qualified sense. It's agreed to in apathy. And I don't think much ARC exists in the apathy level. It's just belief. In other words, it's a frozen point. This person agreed to wear glasses somewhere in a low level and is holding on to a somatic. His agreement to wear glasses, by the way, and his wearing of glasses will hold in re-stimulation any engram he has about wearing glasses. So if he starts to wear glasses, then the engram will go into worse re-stimulation, so then he has to get stronger glasses, so then the engram goes into worse re-stimulation, and he's off to the races. They've worried for years about that. There are 8 muscles in the eyes. They will readjust in a quarter of a second if you flip the somatic. All right. I hope now you have a clarified understanding of effort processing. You can do a lot with this thing. You can simply ask a fellow for his desire to be wrong, the effort to be wrong, and shoot it out.
Of course, you're going to shoot it about 500,000 or 600,000 years of being wrong, but that's all right. It won't spin them very often. And then not very much. But your best bet in effort processing is on an incident level, and to exhaust every engram you contact.
and you use your straight wire on effort processing against his ARC. And ARC sums up into understanding, so you want any time he thought he understood another human being and so forth. You're not doing this because ARC is wrong. It's because he's been in ARC with an awful lot of aberrated people. And all you do is just disconnect him from the rest of the human race just to that extent so that he is not static with regard to them. And this permits his real statics on the track to start to clip out. That's a lock level. So you can do it by straight wire, repetitive straight wire, lock scanning, or run them as locks, much as you'd run an engram. Or you do straight wire on an engram level, paying attention only to the effort and being very alert for those postulates that the individual makes himself. So the second you start to unburden the effort on the thing, these postulates show up. If you get postulates which are too late on the track to reduce, if the postulate won't reduce, that's because there's too much effort before the postulate. Do the best you can for the engram, and then pick up his effort to hold on to make the postulate. Pick up his effort to make the postulate. The second you pick up his effort to make the postulate, it'll shoot him back down the track. Wind him up in a past death, God knows where, into another postulate. Now, after you've got all the way back down the track on engrams, and you've exhausted the earliest engram that you've hit, if you've had to do it this way, treat it just like you did a chain of engrams. Engrams haven't changed any, except the viewpoint has changed. What you want is the effort to resist the counter-effort. You get the individual self-determined effort, and the engram blows up. And that's what you want. I've held you a little bit over time tonight. I want to thank you very much for your attention, and make sure the next time I see you tomorrow night that you've gotten these glasses processed out. I'm sick of looking at them. The light shines in them.